We're doing the laws of Shabbos. Today we're going to discuss the task of tofer, sewing. So the classical version of tofer is we're going to take a needle and a thread. We're going to stick it in from the bottom. We're going to, let's say, connect a sleeve to the garment. So we're going to put the sleeve on top of the garment, and now we're going to stick the needle through the thread from the bottom going up. That's what's called techifa achat. I stuck in the needle going one direction. I went upwards. I pull out the thread. I stick in the needle going back down. So now I've gone up with the thread, and then I come back down. I've done one stitch. That's called shtei techifot, because I put the needle going up, and I went back down. That's one stitch. Hatochev shtei techifot b'shabbat chayav. That's considered I sewed. So the Gemara says, but it won't last. So the Gemara says, yeah, you put in a knot. After you stitched it, you made one knot. Now it'll stay. You take the two strings. Now the two strings are on the same side. You tie them. It can even be a slip knot. But you tie them in a knot that technically it won't slip right out. Now you did an Issur D'Oraisa on Shabbos of Tofer. So again, I put it up. I put it down. I made a knot. Tofer. Says the Rambam, what if I go the third way? I go back up again. Then even if I didn't tie it, I'll say, Tochev Shalosh Techifot, put the needle up. Put the needle back down. I made stitch one. Come back around and put the needle up again. I made stitch two. And now I have two stitches. The needle has gone up, down, up. So then, that's also, says the Rambam, in Isul Doraita of Tofer. So when we start out with Tofer, our first example of Tofer is I do two stitches and a knot, or three stitches without a knot. That is Tofer. Where is Tofer relevant in our life? Everywhere. Tofer is relevant with, can I put shoelaces in my shoe? I'm putting it in without a needle. Can I take the string that closes my hood on myself? Can I take a safety pin and attach my hood to my jacket? Can I take a safety pin and shorten pants? What am I doing with the safety pin? I'm doing the same thing just with the needle. Right? I'm doing the needle without the thread. I'm doing stitch one, back down stitch two. Is that called tofer? Can I close diapers on a child on Shabbos? Can I put on a Band-Aid? Can I do stitches to a child on Shabbos? If a person falls and they need stitches, so now the stitching is sewing the person's eyelid, whatever it is that's getting the stitches, that's also sewing. So we encounter tofer in many places. Let's begin, and we'll try to actually cover it today. So tofer is firstly something that's going to last. If I'm going to either attach two pieces of a garment, or I'm going to attach the garment to itself. Sometimes you want to shorten a pant. So you fold the pant, right? You fold the pant leg or the shoulder or the sleeve, and you sew it to itself. You sew it shorter. So that is going to be the task of tofer. An extension of tofer is gluing. It says in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch. If you glue two hides together, if you glue two pieces of paper together, gluing them together is the task of tofer. The Gemara says it's not only sewing, but even if you pull the thread to tighten two things together. So let's say, I don't know if you guys did this when you were a kid, but I did. You have this little string coming out of your pants. So as a kid, you pull. And then you keep pulling. And suddenly, you discover that you're going to have this long line of a gap in your pant leg because you were pulling. So what do? You pull back the pants to pull the string back in. Right? Doesn't work. But you try. So let's say you notice that the button is loose, the button on your jacket. Can you pull the string to tighten the button back on? You notice that the stitch that holds your pocket is coming loose. Can you pull the string to tighten the pocket? So it says you're not allowed to, and that's an Issur D'Oraita. To tighten a thread such that the thread will stay in place after you've tightened it. And by tightening it, now you've attached two pieces of the garment together, even though you didn't use a needle and thread, But what you actually did was you pulled the thread without the needle. You've pulled the thread to tighten these two pieces of material together. That is also tofel. Yes?
What if it's something that's built to loosen and tighten?
Oh, so that we'll get to. You wear sweatbands, and the belt of the sweatbands is a string that's made to tighten and loosen. Now, that's a string that's also going through the hood on your hoodie. Yeah, it goes through the garment. It's also going... Oh, we'll get there. That's a great question. Fine, Boker Tov. Oh, we have show and tell. Beautiful. We will get there. We will get there, Be'ezat Shem. Rabbeinu Peretz, the tour, Shulchan Aruch, Shibol Eleket. I hope we'll get there today. Yes, sir. So that's not tofer, though. That's kosher. If you tighten the knot of the tzitzit, so that's the task of kosher. You're tying. That's prohibited on Shabbos. That is asur. Okay. So we said tightening tightening the thread of a button or a garment is asur. What about closing a button? Yeah, can I do this on Shabbos? I'm allowed to close a button. What if it's a hook? I'm allowed to put in a hook. What if it's two strings? I'm allowed to close two strings. That's why we're allowed to tie our shoes on Shabbos.
Lacing your shoes?
We will get to that, Be'ezat Hashem. Yes, sir?
What's the difference between tying and this one?
That's a great question. I would like to address that a little bit later. On the surface, kosher tying is that I am putting two things together which I will detach by unknotting them. I'm making a knot to connect two things. And tofer is I'm actually connecting it with the thread. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that tofer is an act that makes it seem like one. He says there are two qualifiers to tofer. Now this is Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he wants to prove it from your question and another question. It says in Halacha that if you take small threads and you spin them together to become a big thread, so that's kosher. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, why isn't that tofer? So he says, because in order for it to be tofer, you need two qualifiers. Now this is his own chidush. He proves it from this Halacha and another Halacha, but he says, you need number one, it should look like one garment. It should seem like you've connected it to be one garment. Number two, and this is another huge chidush that he says, it has to be that in order to separate it, you need to tear it. That the way that you would logically separate it after tofer is by tearing it. And he says, when you put together strings to make them one long string, like in tzitzit, well, the way to unravel it is by untwisting it. You wouldn't tear it apart. You could technically, but it would be very hard. The way to undo it is by untwisting it. Whereas if you sewed two pieces of clothing together and now you want to separate them, you'll tear it. You'll cut it. You'll tear it. You won't start looking for that thread to pull it out again. That's not the way you would do it. So that's it's possible to look and find that thread. It's not the way you would do it. So that's what he wants to say are the two qualifiers to tofer. Once we already brought in Rav Moshe Feinstein, so in a second I'll get to you, Ephraim. We'll touch on what he's discussing in that responsa. There was a rabbi, Rav Netanel Weil, who lived in Europe. He wrote a commentary on the Rush, commentary called Korban Netanel. And the Korban Netanel says, I don't understand what's going on Yom Tov. They would attach on Yom Tov different cloths in honor of Simchat Torah. They would attach different cloths to the drapes on Shabbos with a pin. So he says, why is no one saying anything? When they put the pin in, that's tofer. They're going one way and then back out the other way and then back in. They're doing many stitches and it's going to stay hanging there all of Yom Tov. Tofer is asur on Yom Tov, just like Shabbos. Just one second. He says the women will sometimes get their skirts or whatever. I'm not sure which garment he's talking about there. Blouses or something where they haven't folded them properly yet. So on Shabbat, they're going to take a needle and stick it in, going up, going down, going up, going down. They're doing tofer on Shabbat, but they're not using a thread. They're only using a pin. people will sometimes wear on their lapel. You know, Chabad wears a Mashiach flag on their lapel. People put it on Shabbat. Well, how could you do that? So the Korban Netanel says, I don't understand why it's permissible. So he says it as a question. Just tell me what the time is, because this watch isn't moving for the last hour. What?
52.
Oh, so we have 5 minutes. Fine. So the Korban Netanel asked the question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Shulchan Aruch quotes the Korban Netanel and quotes a commentary called the Ginat Viradim, who also says it's prohibited. He says he doesn't see why it would be permissible. It should be prohibited on Shabbos. The Sha'arei Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch, the Kaf HaChaim, they go with that. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, no way! Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the question. In his day, the diapers were cloth diapers. How did you close cloth diapers? With safety pins. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, are you allowed to close a safety pin to close a diaper on Shabbos? That was the question they asked him. So he says, for sure you are. He says, when you use a safety pin, everyone knows it's not permanent. You did not make that diaper into one cloth by closing it with the safety pin. He says, by definition, it is only to fare it with a needle and thread, because with a needle and thread, it becomes one. When you use the same needle or the safety pin and it's built, you know you could pull it back out. That's not called to fare. So, and number two, he says, you don't have to tear to undo it. You're going to open up the safety pin to undo it. So he says, I have two quantifiers. And then he brings a Yerushalmi, which no one understood. And he gives a pshat where he says that the pshat in the Yerushalmi is that the needle does not constitute tofer. So that's Rav Moshe Feinstein's response. The Chazon Ish also wrote a piece on this. And he concludes his piece with, En makom nachmir klal uklal. They both went out straight ahead against the Korban Netanel. But guess what? The Mishnah Brura brought the Korban Netanel. So bottom line, Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe Feinstein say, there's no problem using pins on Shabbos. Now, the question here, and this is a machlokas Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish. When I was a kid, so when we didn't have time, my mother would shorten my pants with pins. And that didn't have time, shorten it with pins could last till I outgrew the pants. Sometimes we never had time to actually sew the pants shorter, and I would end up walking around with those pins in the pants till I outgrew them, which sometimes could take 2 weeks, right? Not that I'm so tall, as you know, but sometimes you grow, right? So, but sometimes, for like a half a year, I'd be wearing the pants with the pins. So here we come into the difference between the different reasons Rav Moshe Feinstein and Chazon Ish gave. Do I say that the reason it's permissible is because everyone knows it's not long-term? So then when you put in pins to shorten the pants, and they might stay there, when you're a Chabadnik who got a new suit, and you're putting in your flag, it might stay there till the dry cleaners, and maybe they'll never take it out. I don't know. So can you say that that's not with permanence? If the svar is what Rav Moshe Feinstein said, you have to tear it to undo it. Everyone knows a pin you don't have to tear. You open it and take it out. But if the svar is it became one, okay, I understand it didn't become one. That's why according to Rav Moshe, that would be permissible. But if the svar is like the Chazon Ish says, it's not with permanence, it's not staying there. Well, sometimes it is. And then if it is, then the Chazon Ish would agree there's room to be stringent, go like the Korban Netanel, and not use pins with something that's going to stay there long term. And again, the Korban Netanel, what everyone points out is, the Korban Netanel asked the question. He didn't say an answer. He said, I don't know why anyone thinks this is permissible. He concedes that everyone's doing it. And the Korban Netanel says that the custom is that people do this, and the rabbis see and don't say anything. So Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, they both say, there were big rabbis in the Korban Netanel's time, and no one else stopped people from doing it. That means it's permissible. That's their starting point. It's very interesting. Very often you read a response like that. You say, no, Korban Netanel said no. That's not what he said. He said, yes, everyone's doing it. I don't think they should be doing it. But obviously the other rabbis of his time didn't agree. So there's room to be lenient where necessary. Ideally, it should be that you're not leaving it long term. There's also a question of whether the Korban Netanel, what happens if you do 3 stitches and not 2? Would we still say that that's okay? So the Kaf HaChaim says no. He says, if you're going to do 3 stitches with the pin, which sometimes you do when you shorten pants, so then the Kaf HaChaim says, you wouldn't be allowed to do it even with a pin. So to put a pin, one stitch, two stitches, and close the pin, or to close a pin, sometimes a garment tears, right? We use a safety pin to hold it closed. So there you have at least the Chazon Ish of Moshe Feinstein. You have the Kaf HaChaim, you have Uter HaLayan. For something short-term, two stitches. If you're going beyond two stitches, or it's going to be long-term, it's a machlokas whether that's permissible, and there's room to be more stringent. So that's... you asked the question, so we went through the broad answer. We have a little bit more to cover, which we'll have to wait for next week. Diapers, stickers, attaching things with glue. You bought a new book, and the pages seem to be stuck together. We'll still get to that, Bezrat Hashem. Yes, if I'm. No, two stitches per pin. If you put two pins and each one is two stitches, that's the same. That's okay. The idea is each pin is like its own thread. I didn't hear you.
Velcro.
The poskim treat Velcro as being permissible. I'm not clear on why, because their assumption is that it loops and unloops. And I once read a Wikipedia article that said that it doesn't unloop; it tears. And my understanding is that when the poskim permitted Velcro, they understood it to be looping and unlooping. The response I read about it did not understand that it was tearing the loops. What? Hooking is fine. Hooking is no different than closing a button. You're tearing some of the hooks, right? And I'm not clear. The custom in Israel is that we treat Velcro as mutar. They use it in shuls for Sifrei Torah, and it's generally accepted. People wear Velcro shoes. I'm not clear on, again, I'm not clear on the whether the poskim were given an accurate understanding when they were asked the question of what Velcro is. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. Right? Right? I don't know if you could say that when you attach something with Velcro, it attaches to be one.
It's stuck on there until you move the post. And you know that it's actually ripping. You're not moving after a while, or is that?
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. It's a question I have for a long time, a number of years already, ever since I read that article. So I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why the poskim said it was permissible. Yeah. Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I want to ask a question about an umbrella. Can I ask, or is it only?
So let's discuss that on the way, because we covered that here. And the truth is, we covered it, I think, last week. So let's. Are there more questions on this? So let's switch rooms. We'll try to get in a little bit of Yonah.